Good morning. We're learning Chayyadam Hilchus Mezuzah, and we are learning Klal Tesvav. We're looking at Siman Yud. In Siman Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, the Chayyadam is going to discuss what types of dwellings are the type of dwellings which are going to be Chayiv in the Mitzvah Mezuzah. When the Torah gives the Mitzvah Mezuzah, the Torah writes, Uchsav Toma Mezuzah Speisecho. So the chiyuv in a shar we'll talk about later on what the chiyuv of a shar is, but there is a chiyuv of a bias. So the bias is the paradigmatic bias is a place a person is going to be eating, sleeping, spending time in there, etc. How much of that is going to be intrinsic to the definition of bias in regard to the chiyuv of mezuzah? So that's what we're going to be discussing in the in this upcoming simonim. So the first thing the Chayyadam says is Siman Yud is Beis HaKnesses is Potter Shein Bo Beis Dira. Beis HaKnesses, now there are cases of Beis HaKnesses where people would actually live there. People, the Aniyim would live there, and sometimes the Shamash would live there. We're talking about a case where that's not so. So this is not used as a place where any person dwells. We come and we daven and that's it. So that even a person will stay and learn a little bit afterwards. But primarily its function is for the purpose of davening. So that's not considered beis echo. That's not the way a person uses his bias. It's a bias is a place of dira. This is not dira. Well, beis hamedrash, but a beis hamedrash on the other hand, that's a whole different ball game, because people spend a good part of their day there. They're to meet him and spend the whole day there and part of the night, and they maybe even take their meals there. So what's the status of the Beis HaMedrash? Yesh Amram Dechai of Ki Mashiach Shemshon B'Kol HaYam Dermon the Beis Dira. So it's not a place, it's not made for the purpose of the Beis HaMedrash. It's not for eating or for sleeping. So in that sense, it's not like a Dira. We wouldn't say that the purpose of the Beis HaMedrash is a Dira. But the other hand, it is a place where a person spends the whole day, etc. So in that sense, it's like a place where a person dwells. So therefore, some say that it's going to be Chayiv in Mezuzah, V'yikve'en Abolei Bracha. And therefore, the person should be kaveya the mezuzah without any bracha. It means there is an opinion that Beis HaMedrash is like a Beis HaKnesses. There's no difference between the two. And these are not places of dwelling, so there's no chiyuv mezuzah. There's an argument of Beis HaMedrash that there is a chiyuv mezuzah, so a person should put up a mezuzah, but obviously a person should put up a mezuzah without making a bracha. In a case where you would have a dormitory and a dining hall and the Beis HaMedrash all in the same building, so just like in a person's own home, they have, even if he makes a room, which is the purpose of that room is for learning, it's all part of his Beis Dira. His Beis Dira is where he eats and where he sleeps and where he learns and where he meets people. So that's one of the, now that becomes one of the functions of the body, of the home, is to have that space available for that purpose. So everybody agrees that the mezuzah on that door of the person's learning room, his study, is going to be chayiv in mezuzah with a bracha. So some are arguing might have the same halacha in the case of a yeshiva where they're all in the same building. In the same building is housed the sleeping the accommodations and the eating accommodations and the Beis Medrash as well. So in that situation, a person can make a bracha on the Beis Medrash with a bracha. There is such an argument. Those who argue that, it's probably a good argument. But the average case of Beis HaMedrash, where that's not the situation, even might have a dining hall there as well. But just the dining hall alone is not a Beis Dira on that, in that sense either. So we're left with basically that the Beis HaMedrash is not going to be chayiv. Yod Aleph, imein osi ledira bekvias is potter. A person is not going to, even if he does dwell there, but it's not going to dwell there on an ongoing basis, it's only temporary. So it's not chayiv. If he sukkahs a chag b'chag, therefore the case of the sukkah, which we sit in during sukkahs, the chag of sukkahs, during the chag of sukkahs, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. because it's only there for, it's only temporary dwelling. So we've learned that it has to be a place where a person actually dwells there. The person has to dwells there. Your bias is something which you dwell in, not just for a short period of time, but you dwell there for an ongoing basis. So there's two, these the two elements which you've seen in the bias so far. Now he gives another example. It's potter. If a person has a booth that they would make, or even a store that they would, but the example here is chanuya shebeshvakim. It's out there in the market. They would make sort of like little places to put themselves during the day while they're selling their items. A booth. So, but since the person is only there by day and not by night, so in that situation, is the law is potter. There's no chiyum mezuzah at all. We will, Bez Hashem, talk about this more tomorrow, and have a good day.